Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm here with another cheerleader, as you are all well accustomed to, but today we are graced with the presence of Leah Van Dale, a rookie cheerleader, a very excited rookie cheerleader, correct?
Very excited.
Well, sound excited.
I'm very excited.
Thank you for coming today.
Okay.
I know you have a rough practice ahead of you.
Yes, very long, but it's okay.
You looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to the end.
Yeah.
Going home will be good because everything will be taken care of, done and over with.
Right.
So it'll be good.
I'm sure we'll be. Now, I understand you had a rough weekend. You guys learned four routines, had practice for 12 hours.
Oh my gosh, it was rough. Especially, I've had pneumonia. So,
Stay away.
I'm better now.
Okay,
it's not contagious.
You got me a little concerned
right now.
As I hold the mic right here.
It was so rough. Especially Saturday, we were outside all practice learning. We learned two routines on Saturday. And then Sunday, we reviewed the end of one routine and then learned two more.
You're not burnt. We had a beautiful weekend.
Sunscreen. Tons of sunscreen.
Good. No tan lines.
No tan lines.
Got it. I understand. So we have Leah with us today. We're going to talk about some tips, how you choose your squad. We've talked in extents on how, you know, some tips, how to make your squad, trying out, all that kind of good stuff. But this time we're going to talk about, you know, how captains can look for those quality members that'll make an impact on your squad. We're also going to talk about how you can raise money over the summer. Some inexpensive ways for you, but yet profiting as well. Sound good to you, Leah?
Sounds great.
I hope you got some good ideas in that head of yours.
Oh, I do.
Okay, great. She's just ready to rock over here. She came in here and I was like, you ready? She's like, yep. She doesn't care. She's a pro. And then obviously we're going to get to know Leah. So let's start it off with some tips for choosing your squad at tryouts. Now, obviously, you got to get right into it. Flexibility, all this stuff, and you might want the girl who's, you know, top notch, so perfect, her stunts are awesome, she can flip upside down a million times, but you want to get the good personality as well.
So you definitely want to choose a girl that sticks out in your mind, someone, obviously there's some reason why she's sticking out, so she's definitely going to make your squad
right,
better.
And you don't always want to go for the best looking people.
Right.
It's not a popularity contest.
No.
You want the girls on your team that are going to work well together, they're going to get along, you're going to have a good year. I mean, if you're in a competition squad, that's very key. Another good way of finding out if someone has a good personality is just to ask them how they feel about community service, how willing they are to dedicate themselves to actually being on your squad. A lot of times you can just check with, you know, teachers, principals, and stuff like that to see what their, what's that word, attendance.
Yeah, right.
To see what their attendance is like. That just shows the dedication.
Like commitment they're going to make.
Exactly.
To the team.
That's exactly what it is. And a lot of times, you can't attend practice after school if you have not spent the entire day in school.
Right.
So if you find that they're out a lot, chances are they're going to miss a lot of practices.
And then that just won't look good for your team.
Everyone will have
to make up for it.
Right. Exactly. It's going to hurt you in the long run.
Right.
And I know it's really hard, especially when your friends are trying out. And it's really hard. And you want to pick the best people and the best athletes and all that stuff. Really rely on your coaches to make those hard decisions. They know best. They know, you know, why they can't choose one over the other.
Right.
And try to be as friendly as you can because you want these girls to come back year after year if they don't make
don't
the squad.
Make it, exactly.
Now, did you? This is your first year trying out for the Patriots.
My first
so you were
year.
Lucky you made it.
Yes, very lucky.
Good for
very
you.
Excited.
Good for you. And obviously, Tracy saw something in you that she needed to have right away. And then, you know, you ask Tracy, and it's not an easy process. So I give all coaches, all captains, tons of credit.
Definitely. I could never imagine picking girls out of hundreds of people. It's so hard.
Right. And, you know, don't weigh the entire decision on personality. You do want some ability. And you want to look at who's trying the hardest, too, because
right.
that means they'll try to improve. So now that you've chosen your squad, obviously not right now, but let's just pretend. You need to raise some funds over the summer so you can start saving up to go to your competitions, maybe your banquet, new uniforms, what have you. What do you think is some things they can do to raise some money?
I know in my high school they have a lot of car washes.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, everyone, especially because they know it's for a good cause, everyone stops by, gets their car washed.
Right, it's only a few bucks. Right. And it's fun for the team.
Yeah, it's a blast. You can tell they're having so much fun.
Right,
especially
exactly.
If it's a hot day because the water.
Right. And everybody wants their car washed in the summer. So
of course.
Designate a house. A lot of times you can get sponsors and just head out to your local bank or store, wherever there's a hookup for water. And you can make poster signs and just flag people off of the road.
Right.
That's the best way of doing it. Get the word out. Put some flyers up for that. I know a lot of people like to stand outside like markets with the little tin cans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love doing that, but yeah. I suggest if you do that, because I know a lot of schools do, make sure there's a parent or guardian there with you.
Definitely.
Right. Other things you can do.
You can have a bake sale.
A bake sale is a very good idea.
Make a lot of food, sell it.
Have your mom make something. You could even just go to the store, buy the dollar box of brownies, just add water, bake it, package it cute. You can put your own color, your team colors as sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's
people
a good
like
one.
To eat, so.
Oh, yeah. Bake sales never go wrong. You could have a yard sale, clean out your room, clean out your closet.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah. We did that in high school at my coach's house, and we just all cleaned out our closets. Whatever we didn't want, and set up shop right at her house. It was actually very good because nothing came out of pocket. It was just stuff you weren't using, stuff somebody else could use, and the money was all profits. Unfortunately, I graduated that year, and the next year they got warm-ups with my money, but that's okay. That's okay. Stuff like that happens. Any other good ideas that they can do over the summer? I know you can make partnerships with a lot of, with a lot of chains, like selling pastries. You can partner with people to sell candy. I don't know if I can actually say the names on here, so I'm just going to say to research that and find out who your school is affiliated with, who knows who. When I was in high school, we also had candle sales and stuff like that you get a big profit from. So if you could think of any other ideas for Leah and I about summer profiting, how to raise some profits over the summer, you can email us at today@patriots.com and we can let the rest of the chit-chat world know all about it. So let's get ready to know Leah for a little bit. Now, I was reading over your profile, and your favorite actor is Will Ferrell.
I love him. He's hilarious.
I completely agree. Completely agree. What's your favorite movie that he's in?
Probably Blades of Glory, his new movie. It's
I haven't seen
it. It's so funny. You have to see it.
She's laughing as she's talking about it.
<can't stop.
laughs> What other movie?
I love Old School.
Old School's good.
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're gonna go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You know what I mean? So funny.
Very good movie. I don't think he can be serious. Can you imagine him being a serious actor?
Never.
Me either.
I cannot take him seriously.
And he's not hot. He's just
hilarious. He's just funny. Everything about him is funny.
It's just crazy. Crazy. Now, in the future, your life goals are to be a talk show host or a personal stylist. Tell me about this. What kind of talk show host? Like a Oprah talk show host?
I love Kelly Ripa. I think she's hilarious.
She's
so I would
cute.
Love to be...
You kind of look like her.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah,
but
a good compliment.
I would love to just do what she does. I think she's so funny and just gets to dress cute every day and talk with Regis Philbin, meet celebrities.
And a personal stylist?
I love...
So you want to be the celebrity or you want to be the person helping the celebrity?
Well, I'd love to be a celebrity, but if I couldn't be a celebrity, I'd love to dress them because I love... putting outfits together. All my friends, whenever we hang out or go out, whatever, they always ask me to put clothes together for them or pick out their outfits.
Good, good.
So, I love doing that.
So, how do you feel about my outfit today? I have a little sundress on with a little bit of flip-flops. So, let's see what the stylist
That's
says.
It's a good look. It's very good look. Short look. Dress with the flip-flops. Good for the summer.
Glad I passed your test. Very good. And what are you going to be wearing for this evening?
Wow, this evening I'm going to be wearing my practice clothes. Not very cute, but...
Very cool. Now let's talk about your toy Yorkie I hear you got.
Oh, she's so cute.
What's her name?
Her name's Baby.
Baby?
My mom named her Baby.
Can I tell you, my boyfriend has a toy Yorkie, and he's probably going to get mad that I just said that on the air. But I call her my own. This picture's of her right over there. Her name is Whoopi, and she is the cutest next to the cutest, I should say, because obviously my cat is the cutest, but thing in the entire world.
I love
her. Is she energetic?
Oh, my gosh, yes. She doesn't stop. She doesn't stop.
Like, you can't even pick... When you first pick her up, she's, like, licking nonstop.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's probably about a year and a half.
Oh, yours is still a pup.
So, she's young.
Yeah, Whoopi's almost six.
Really?
Yeah, and she's still, like, nonstop.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even take her for a walk because she has a collapsed trachea, so when the, like, when she tries to run out of the leash, so it kind of, like, cuts and she starts, like, hyperventilating. But poor thing, but she's adorable. So anything else good going on this summer? School? Work?
School over the summer. Not really working either. I'm looking for a little bit of a part-time job, but I babysit a lot, so...
Yeah, that's good.
Don't really have enough time for a job, but...
Right.
Especially with cheerleading, and then I have babysitting, so...
That's good. Gets the work
done. Enough. Yeah, it's enough.
Very good. Well, I hope you're feeling better with your... pneumonia.
Thank you.
Good luck at practice.
Thank you.
And we hope you can come in and fill us in on what's been going on in the life of Leah soon.
Definitely. I'd love to.
And we look forward to that. Thank you so much for coming in. And until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.